Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. With that said, friends, we have much to cover today. I've got you for 2 hours. I'm going to be talking about introducing you to an unsung hero, which kind of piggybacks on our topic in which we were exposing the CPS with Jim White yesterday. And I will bring you to her in just a little bit here. I've got much to cover. Before we get to that, friends, I do want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over to that page, go ahead and subscribe. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live. Click onto that and join us on social media platforms. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, jump over to that beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well over there. And what you're going to find is you can watch us on social media platforms. Again, subscribe to those pages. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. I want you to listen to this carefully because it applies to who we are today. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and or comfort. Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. I want you to listen to this as well. This is from Marcus Cicero. This is from 106 to 43 B.C. before Christ, Roman statesman, philosopher, and orator. Marcus said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. Now, there's a lot of talk about Joe Biden committing treason again and again and again. And the smart people, the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, which are good for nothing, because that's just the truth of the matter, they're talking about how Joe has now done something that's an impeachable offense. I'm trying to figure out what Joe hasn't done that's not been an impeachable offense, which is found in Article 2, Section 4. And it's interesting because they love to do nothing but play games between the right and the left. They're a bunch of little kids in high school gossiping about who they like and who they don't like and who they do like. They love what they do and who they don't like. They hate what they do. It's exactly what you put up with in this country today. And I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that when you look at a Joe Biden, there's nothing upright about this man. Matter of fact, if you look at him and put it up against James 12:8, the Bible says when the vilest are exalted, right? The wicked walk on every side. And it's exactly what you're seeing with this administration. You've seen it during the last administration as well. Most just didn't know that because they didn't take the time to know the Word of God. That's just the truth of the matter. The administration before that was criminal, just like the one that preceded the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that. Friends, if people in this country knew the law, premised on the Word of God and the Constitution, you would understand who's committing the act of treason. You would understand who's breaking the law. And if you fail to take time to know those two documents, namely the Word of God and your founding documents, might I add, you're going to get exactly what you're getting. And what you have is a full-blown individual who's in an empty suit, parroting what the teleprompter tells him to say and when to say it. He's not working on the behest of the American people. What he's doing is warring against the U.S. Constitution. So when we're talking about Article 3, Section 3, case in point, treason against the United States shall consist in levying war against them. That is exactly what this Judas has been doing since day one. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we know that he's not there on his own accord because there's nothing there. An empty soul who sold his soul out to the enemy of his soul, Satan himself, and he is warring against the people of God. That's what he's doing. And nobody can deny what I'm telling you. And if you would like to, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I played some audio for you and some video for you. Now, if you're listening to us in the 156 cities across the country, you're going to hear this clearly, okay? And I'll reiterate what it is that I'm seeing here, which is just, again, the whore Kamala Harris is on the right of criminal treasonous Joe Biden. And then we got another guy to his right, and I should say, screenwrite, who's got this uncomely smirk on his face, like everything that Joe says is funny somehow or another. But they all the well know that they're not the vice of president of the United States or the president of the United States of America. They're working for special interest groups and they're doing what they're told. Al Bradley, again, that just sounds outlandish. Okay, well, here, let me go ahead and play this and then you tell me what your thoughts are after I play this. This is Joe Biden. Listen carefully. Joe Biden is announcing reproductive rights actions, and notice how they are beginning to undo. This is why I said they allegedly overturned Roe versus Wade. This is why I said it, because I knew that they were going to undermine the American people, just like they are their gun rights. Once again, your gun rights are under attack, as are the innocent in the womb, as they are under attack once again, regardless of what the Supreme Court said. Folks, it is, again, for the American people to take their country back and understand that they are the law under God, because if not, it's all going for naught. This is what the American people are putting up with. Check this out.
Power.
Listen carefully.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register
He's
to
reading
vote
everything.
Cast the ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote.
End of quote. He says, end of quote. He's reading off a teleprompter. He says, end of quote. Now listen to what he says next. Just to show you that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And this is what happens when you lose your soul. You begin to work for a bunch of dictators. Okay? And this is how their minions act. Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44. Check this out.
Repeat the line.
Repeat the line. He's reading what they're telling to him through the teleprompter. I'll let it play out one more time.
Women are not without electoral and or political, or maybe precise, not and or political power. That's another saying that you, the women of America, can determine the outcome of this issue. I don't think the court, or for that matter, the Republicans...
I'm going to play this one more time. It's very short.
Power.
Listen carefully.
It is noteworthy that the percentage
we'll just
of
take
women
this out.
Registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote.
End of quote.
Repeat the line.
Repeat the line. So he does it again. Folks, the guy's stupid as rocks. He really is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show on the sonsoflibertyradio.com on GCN. If you go to the gauge right now, you see we are number one and number two. I don't know why it's always me and Alex Jones, but it is. We're broadcasting into 156 cities, 53 countries as well. And if you look at the gauge, a gauge is very accurate, and we're in the number two spot right now in 156 cities. I appreciate that. I'm humbled by that. I know why people, again, listen to the broadcast, because they're sick of the propaganda. Apparently not sick enough at this point, but I can tell you I've crossed that line a long time ago about being sick and tired, about being sick and tired. When I look at what I just highlighted a moment ago concerning Joe Biden, I told some people this morning, I said, if the American people accepted Joe Biden, they'll accept anybody. I said that under Barack Hussein Obama, and I was exactly right. You had a Donald Trump, and then you had a Joe Biden. And they let the man remain, all the while knowing that he is willfully committing the act of treason and warring against who she is. And I'm talking about America. Attacking us on a daily basis has become the norm. I mean, we have seen these people try to push through the lies so that you believe it to be the truth for decades in this country. I mean, the devil ain't hiding anything anymore, folks. He's out in the open at every given turn. And I'll show you more of that in just a moment. But when I highlight that stuff, folks, I got to tell you, it's not like I'm at home excited about what I have to tell the American people. On the contrary, I'm sad that I have to get out there and remind the people, and it's like, Lord, what is it that is going to be, what is going to have to take place in this country to provoke the people in this country to stand up and say no more and take dominion of their governments? Because this is not, I repeat, this is not American government. Let me go back to the heart for a moment here, folks, which this is all coming from the heart, but it's law to the proud, grace to the humble. I just seen this post, and again, it just brings me to myself. And if you're on social media platforms, you can see this boy. And it's a picture of a black boy with his graduation garb on. He's got his robe, and he's got his hat in his hand. And the picture's taken from him, or taken of him from the back. And I know what this little boy, or should I say this proud little boy is going through right now. And I'll explain that as I go forward here. But it's a picture of a little black boy going to his own graduation ceremonial. And this little boy on social media platforms rode the bus to his graduation. He went on stage to receive his diploma without the support of his family, no one to hug him, no one to congratulate him. After he completed his graduation ceremony, he returned to the bus stop, his back covered in sweat. And he was still happy as could be. Really quick, Isaiah 54 talks about this. How there is more of the unmarried woman than there is of the married woman. And when I think of this little boy and I look at this little boy going to his graduation all by himself, and no one there to support him, I gotta tell you, I can sing that same song 100 times over. And I'm not drawing attention to myself. I'm proud of this kid. I'm proud of this kid because he deserves our support. His name is Corey Patrick. And folks, this little dude is doing it all on his own. And I got to tell you, this is exactly why I do what I do, because of those guys. Because the only thing that these guys are given from the older generation is hopelessness. They're given nothing. But this kid that has nothing, he has all the riches in the world. And folks, again, his name is Corey Patrick. If you're on social media platforms, to take a look at it. If you can reach out to this young man somehow, let him know that we just named him on national radio and we are proud of him. And when I think of this generation, there's nothing that identifies it. They're under attack. More than the adults are. They're given everything, but they have nothing, and they know it. I got to kind of revert back to myself really quick in understanding this is why this picture hits me. When me and my little brother, or my big brother, I'm sorry, I was the little brother, we were little kids, my mom was a workaholic, and my dad was MIA, missing in action, and we kind of grew up on our own because my mom was always at work or she was always with her boyfriends, truth be told. And it was always something that went through me when we were in public schools that you would always hear in public schools all the things the kids were doing, where they were going. They were going to Wisconsin Dells, or they were going to Florida to one of the parks, or they were going on vacation somewhere. Well, I already knew, and we always knew, both me and my brother, that that never applied to us. And we don't feel that we had it hard. And it always rang within me curiosity as to what was it like to have a father and a mother, a real upbringing. What was that like? We never knew that. Me and my brother never knew that. But I do know that the Lord is a father to the fatherless. I do know that as a fact. But I cannot tell you, friends, how many times I've been in the shoes of Corey Patrick here. This boy who went to his own graduation ceremony all by himself without any support of his family. How many times I had birthdays, no one was there. How many times Christmas came around, we didn't know what to expect. How many times I had to sit in front of Little House on the Prairie because that was my dad, and that was the only one that directed me as to actually educate me and teaching me as to what a family was supposed to be about. And I'm now understanding as to how the Lord raised him up, and the promise that the Lord made with Michael Lennon concerning Little House on the Prairie falls into line with the fact that he is a father to the fatherless, because there's a lot of people in this country that can say the same thing, that Michael Lennon was their dad. And God used him as such. He anointed him for that purpose. That's funny. I bet you those that think that's funny have a dad and a mom. What about the kids that don't? How many times friends that were in school had the opportunity that we never had, that rung true how many times over? It's interesting, too, I remember over and over, just like Corey Patrick probably understands all the well, about how many times through teacher-parent conferences, my mom never showed up, nor did my dad even think of ever showing up because he was never around. I totally understand that life. I totally know what it's like to run the race without any support. I totally get it. I've lived it. Just like Corey Patrick here. But you know what? I always kept my head up, and I've always been a visionary, and I've always had big dreams. And I'm not talking about humanistic dreams. If I could have won the world, friends, I would have won the world over for Jesus Christ a long time ago. But as I've learned quick on in the beginning of ministry, it's like rolling a rock up over the top of the hill. Trying to drag the world with you is not an easy task, right? That's why you got to preach to it and let the Holy Ghost do what he does. But folks, I just want to give a shout out to Corey Patrick here. We'll get back to the main topic. This just pulled up. I wanted to highlight this. If you know who Corey is, let him know. We love him. We appreciate him. And boy, oh boy, are we proud of him. And let him know that just like Bradley Dean, we have a father. Just because we don't see him doesn't mean he ain't there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Newly released police records show that law enforcement made frequent visits to the suspect in the 4th of July shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. The records show that between 2009 and 2014, that there were domestic disputes between Robert Cremo III and his parents, which included verbal and physical abuse. The reports also detail moments of intoxication and multiple escalating arguments. There has been additional scrutiny as of late after it was learned that Cremo's father signed off on a form to allow his son to own a gun. Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. According to a letter from a lawyer found in an SEC filing, the company has not responded to Musk's request for information concerning fake or spam accounts. The deal was announced 3 months ago. Wall Street finished this week in the win column. This is USA Radio News. Though the numbers were mixed on Friday, it was a pretty good day for Wall Street for the most part. The indexes squeaked out its third weekly win out of the last 14, and the jobs report provided a pleasant surprise.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.6%.
USA Radio's Lance Pry from the West Coast. Arizona's Republican governor has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it illegal to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. Someone on private property, even with the owner's consent, can still be told to stop recording if a police officer finds that they are interfering or the area is not safe. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We'll get back on track here, folks. I'm just going to force feed the information that's being thrown down on the American people. You all know who Sam Brinton is, right? Sam Brinton is his name. You see him right here, if you're on social media platforms. He's a bald-headed homosexual sodomite, transvestite. He is the king of kink, they call him. And he was just appointed by treasonous Joe Biden. Okay. The appointment of Sam Brinton, reports the WNG.org, Sam Brinton, a very public queer activist, was just appointed to the U.S. Department of Energy, and he is merely the latest sign of decadence in the dying culture of the West. That's exactly right. These are the signs of a judgment upon a nation right here. If you're on social media platforms, again, folks, I mean, this guy is second to none, to say the least. But they're appointing these people because I've warned long ago that these people are appointed because this is what they do when they mean to appoint them in incumbency, because they'll do what they're told because they're extorted men. And, again, when you look at it, here he is with... He's reading his phone. He's got a bald head. He's got bright lipstick on. He's got a mustache on. He looks like he's probably about 25, 26, 27 years old. And then he's got high heels, red ones on, with tight black pants right in front of the government center. And again, these people are being appointed, friends. They're appointed to destroy. That's what they're being appointed for. He's also, if you haven't seen this one, I'm going to go over to another one here. He's also the guy that's famous for the picture of him with a human being with leather over his head, so it makes him out to be the shape of a dog. He's into sadomasochism as well. Sadomasochism, forgive me. And it's also interesting to note that he's an activist in office. He's also known for defending websites that sex traffic young boys. So again, as I say that they're not hiding anything, they're not. But I'm here to tell you too that I'm not hiding anything neither. You will not be tolerated. You will not. Your crimes, your abominable choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, will not be tolerated. Okay? This is how you take your government back. No. Nope. I don't care who they say he is. It doesn't make him that person over my life. We're ruled by law in this country, and this is lawlessness at every given step. I mean, this is about as sick as it really gets. He was appointed by Joe Biden. He's a man with a bald head, a mustache, bright lipstick, okay? Walking around expecting everybody to pretend with him that he is a woman. I got a picture up on social media platforms right now where it shows him cuddling up to the man with a leather hat on and a dog-shaped face with a leash around his neck cuddling up to him. This is the man the American people have put up with. Well, Bradley, what does that have to do with us? Again, well, you're the responsible party. Joe's only doing what you're allowing him to do. You've already allowed Joe to stay and remain. Folks, so what do you think he's going to do? He's going to keep spewing this right in front of your face. He's going to keep jamming it down your teeth. And that's exactly what Scripture says in, once again, judgment. I wish it was a different message, folks. Next point, it's interesting, going to the Second Amendment now, of the Bill of Rights. I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to show you some pictures on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, okay? This is how the mainstream media, CBSnews.com, reports it. Tip from a hero citizen who thwarted July 4th mass shooting. Much of this is contrived. It's all made up. Okay, but tip from hero citizen thwarted 4th of July mass shooting in Virginia Capitol, police say. Okay, that's how they gave you the headline. Now, this is what they showed you on the front of their page. Here's the enemy. Isn't this the gun that they're trying to get rid of? Isn't this the weapon that they're trying to get rid of? You know, they keep pointing the finger at the gun rather than the person pulling the trigger. I don't see when a crime is committed with a gun where the gun is thrown in jail. I always see the person that was responsible for pulling the trigger on the weapon that's thrown in jail. Just like I've said before, when a crime was committed by Cain, did God accuse the rock or the weapon that was used? Or did he lay the curse on Cain? And did the Lord come behind that and say, blood for blood is the requirement? That's what will appease me, saith the Lord. Only that. Again, what do they show you? They show you the weapon. And it just happens to be the one that they want to get rid of. This is the propagandist in the mainstream media that are constantly attacking your God-given rights right on cue coming from the People's White House. They're working hand in glove. I want to show you something else here. I think this is interesting. You all heard about old Gavin Newsom, right? The little communist, literally. The godless communist from California. I mean, this guy is about one of the most shameful hypocrites that I think I've ever seen in all my life. And I want you to go ahead and check this out because, again, this shows you the absolute hypocrisy going on. And this is what he has to say. I'll just let him say what he needs to say, and they'll come back and commentate. Here's Gavin Newsom, the criminal from California. Listen to how he's warring against your forefathers and your God-given rights.
Or to right-wing Republicans all across.
Right-wing. What is he talking about when he's saying right-wing? There's no such thing as right-wing. Since when is the Constitution a far-right position, friends? It's not. See, if people would figure out that this language that this criminal is communicating to you right now is foreign to the U.S. Constitution and our forefathers, and if they would shut the TV off and do their own due diligence, they would understand that this guy's the bad guy. Well, Bradley, we already understand that he's the bad guy. Okay, good. Well, that's a good first step, right? But isn't it interesting? He's holding the very weapon that the mainstream media, in unison, in parallel, across the United States, continuously highlights as the problem. Why is it the problem? Because they know that it can do a lot of damage. And they know that a lot of people in this country can defend themselves, namely those that have those little AR-15s, right? That's why they keep attacking them. See, they want to out-arm you, Americans, and that just ain't going to jive. Let's listen to Gavin here so you can understand what the face of a tyrant has to say, what he looks like and what he acts like.
Do you have no common decency?
No common decency. Respect.
Or even common understanding that kids should not have one of these? This is an AR-15. This is a weapon.
Now, can I ask you something? He said that kids shouldn't have one of these. I'm just curious. He's in California. Who teaches kids how to commit the crimes? Well, the Supreme Court sits back and says it's free speech. Hollywood does. I showed a video a couple weeks back, friends, of all these actors, using weapons to commit crimes. Nobody teaches people how to commit crime more than Hollywood. And for those that didn't know, guess what? All the way up until 1968, that was impermissible. You could not do that. Why? Because it violates our laws. And here's the politicians right behind the Supreme Court and the actors who are, in fact, used as the legislatures, first and foremost, unconstitutionally, of course. And then right on cue, here comes little hypocrite Gavin.
Weapon of war, a weapon of mass destruction. But you're
mass destruction. Notice how they're using this word. Mass destruction over and over and over again. See, what they do is they plant the seed. Then when the harvest bursts forth, they want to blame the weapon for the crimes that have been committed by the kids and the people in the United States that they educated as to how to commit the crimes. That's what this is. I mean, these are shameless, hypocritical fools that Americans put up with. It's exactly what they are. We have God-given rights. Here, I want to show you something really quick, if you don't mind. And I'll pull this video back up. But I just showed this to my son. And a lot of people say, well, Bradley, look at all those weapons that they're using. They're so bad. Yeah, they're really bad, aren't they? But have you ever seen some of the weapons that our forefathers used? And remember, our forefathers are the ones that established the right to bear arms, right? Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody understood that our forefathers established the Second Amendment for the very purpose of the Gavin Newsoms that the American people are putting up with today. Oh, that's a fact. It's the truth. But here, look at this on social media platforms. This is the puckle machine created in 1718, 73 years before the Second Amendment. And it renders the argument that the founders couldn't foresee firearms other than muskets completely invalid. Of course. And keep in mind, folks, the 4th of July was a bunch of armed men throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. See, that's what the American people have forgotten. And that's why the American people have to listen to this kind of garbage all day long, because they put up with it, because they've been desensitized to believe it, even though they say they don't. Romans 1:18.
And allowing marketing of these weapons of war to our kids, supporting and celebrating gun manufacturers who put up advertisements like the ones you see behind me. These are...
How many times have you seen advertisements come from the government to join the Army, to join the Navy, to join the Air Force, to join the Army? Who is it? It's the same people. And who are the people that these corrupt politicians use to fight? Unlike our forefathers, if they saw a war was fit, they were the first ones to lead the way. Now, the modern-day politician uses your family members to go fight their unconstitutional wars. And what do they put in the hands of your children, friends? They put weapons of, as he said it, mass destruction in their hands to go kill an innocent people so they can take another foothold incrementally in taking more land in more countries to establish a global order. Folks, if you listen to this, you deserve what you've got coming. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again. I want to get back to this video because, again, I want you to see the hypocrisy of what the American people put up with. And it's interesting. I'm going to get back to Gavin Newsom. You remember during the pandemic how many times he was busted playing the hypocrite? Remember when he was busted telling everybody not to do certain things and to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart, which is a satanic ritual for those that did not know. Isn't it interesting how he was busted in a French restaurant? And I exposed governors and mayors all over the country. I played the videos because those people know how to lie better than the most American people know how to live it. And what's worse is everybody says they don't believe the media, but it's interesting they were wearing masks, some of them, right? So anyways, with that said, we just seen that this guy that I'm about ready to show you once again, Big Sky Hypocrisy. This is the Washington Free Bacon. Newsom vacations in state he put on no travel list. Wow. Man, this is what Jesus meant in Matthew 23, verse 3. They bid you to do one thing, but they do the opposite. Yeah, that's hypocrisy. The Lord condemned it. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. And now I'm showing you Mr. Communist himself, and that's exactly what it is. Oh, remember all of the people, speaking of Gavin Newsom, do remember during the pandemic, the good people of California did rise up, and they actually garnered 250,000 more signatures required to have him recalled. And the people in the state of California said, we've had enough. And, of course, then what comes into play is the machine goes to work. The politicians now need the mainstream media to cover for voter fraud. And then they say that the people, oh, and by the way, a good portion of those people that voted to remove and recall Gavin Newsom, they were immigrants that came into America. Just so you have the full story, okay? And what's interesting about that, friends, I knew it. It was just a matter of time before the machine came in and played the game. And what did they do? They came back and they had a high five their devil that's doing their biddings for them. The one that's being used right now is a useful idiot, Gavin Newsom and the rest of them, to their own demise. And what happened? Well, before you knew it, friends, they did a recall, and the majority of the people in California said yes to Gavin Newsom. And then all the people that didn't believe the media, what did they do? They said, you know what, we need to leave our state. Wait a second, you just got done telling me you didn't believe the media. Why would you want to leave your state? They just want you to believe they have the majority when, in fact, they don't. Which is one thing I don't understand. And I just highlighted that this week, by the way, with Ilhan Omar. I highlighted the show and I said, this is what happens when the mainstream media loses the narrative. You know how they put up Ilhan Omar? Everybody loves her. She's like America's sweetheart. Time magazine put her up as one of a world changer, one of the top 100 world changers. Folks, she's stupid as rock, literally, firsthand experience. She's playing a very dangerous game. She's using the Somalians in Minnesota for her own biddings. She goes to a music fest that's a Somalia music fest. The people began to boo her and shout her down when she began to speak, telling her to get the blank out. I played the video. I played the audio. Wait a second. I thought everybody was in favor of Ilhan Omar. No, her own people hate her. It shows you that they're a plant. You know, speaking of Minnesota, we have Tim Walz here. There's billboards all over the state, and it shows Tim Walz dressed up like a clown, and they're saying on the billboard, where's Tim Walz? Do you know that Tim Walz doesn't show up in Minnesota, folks? Except when he has to take his little political op shots. He's a plant. He's from Nebraska. Keith Ellison, the other plant that did not win. This is all through voter fraud. This is all the mainstream media telling the people that look at all the people that supported Ilhan Omar and Tim Walz and Keith Ellison going back to California. Look at all the people that support Gavin Newsom. No, they don't. They want to give you the impression that everybody supports them. But what happens when the mainstream media loses control of the narrative? That's the voice, that's the video, and that's the audio that they do not want the American people to hear, because then they will understand that they're being lied to about all the support that these said representatives have. They don't have the support. Nobody in this country in their right mind is going to support one of these people that are committing the act of treason against who we are as a people. This is foreign American. This is foreign Americans. Just like what Gavin Newsom's about ready to do now, going back to him. He wants to show you how bad the guns are. Then why do you have armed security detail? And keep in mind, friends, he's talking about protecting the children again. He just got done telling people from all over the United States to come to California so you can have an abortion. Tim Walz did the same thing. They're not representatives of the people. They're speaking the voice of the enemy, the destroyer, him who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And in this case, our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32, and the Lord says, enough is enough, I'm going to judge that nation. Oh, just wait, friends. Oh, just wait. I was on Josiah yesterday, 22 and 23 of 2 Kings. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That boy was used by the Lord to drop the hammer on every given offense towards heaven. And he did it. And he did it. Let's show you Gavin Newsom. This is the voice that Americans have been conditioned to listen to.
to members of the United States Supreme Court, to right-wing Republicans all across this country, do you have no common decency, respect, or even common understanding?
Look at this devil.
Kids should not have one.
He's a sick joker.
This is an AR-15. This is a weapon of war, a weapon of mass...
A weapon of war. Again, friends, this is what begs the question. Then why do you put them in the hands of our boys when you send them to fight your unconstitutional wars? See, it fits the narrative. If you pay attention to what these people say, folks, they don't know what direction to go. They told so many lies, they don't know where to pick up from where they left off when telling their lies. In lies, they're like snowballs. They get bigger and bigger. It gets to the point where they get out of control. But these people have been busted so many times that they don't even care if they're busted anymore. That's what's shameful about it.
It's destruction, but you're out destruction. There promoting and allowing...
Remember, friends, these weapons 94 to 96% of all these mass murders take place in gun-free zones. It's time to hold these guys accountable for illegally... creating policies to undermine the right to bear arms. Gun-free zones are where mass murderers go because they know that they're soft targets and they can do a lot of damage. And it's these sorts of politicians that you've allowed to make our children a prey. And now he's telling you how stupid you are. Now he's telling you, do you have any decency? Of course, again, he's trying to create in your minds right-wingers so they can create domestic enemies. That's all they're doing. Folks, these people are easy to figure out. You know what needs to happen here, honestly? There needs to be a public forum. None of this controlled narrative, because this is all controlled. They're all pre-done videos that are all they're messaging through teleprompters. They're just merely parroting what they're told to say. If you got them off of their teleprompter, they wouldn't know what to say, and we've proven that 1,000 times. We need to get these people out into the open, friends, where there's a public forum. And this is what scares them to death, because once there's a public forum, it's all over.
To our kids.
Bringing the war to our kids.
Celebrating gun manufacturers who put up advertisements like the ones you see behind me. These are cartoon skulls with pacifiers in them. His and her.
He's protecting children, but he tells people to come to his state to murder the babies.
This is what the right wing is marketing and promoting at the behest of the gun industry in this country.
At the behest. You know, as I'm listening to this, I guess I can totally understand. Hey, folks, for those that are listening to us on radio, there's nothing they can do about you. But on social media platforms, this is, again, when I'm listening to myself, I totally get why they're censoring me. But you should also totally get why they're censoring me illegally. Because they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to be empowered. They don't want you to have the knowledge of knowing that you're being lied to. And there's very far and few between in this country that are willing to tell you that. Isn't that interesting, friends? It really is. I did a short 2-minute video. And I'll play it when we come right back. 2:37 is what it is. I got you for 2 hours today. And what I'm going to do is I'm also going to bring you to an introduction concerning an unsung hero. And this woman who's not with us anymore deserves our approbation and acknowledgement concerning her achievements while she was here. Because what she did, folks, took the internal fortitude of 1,000 men. But she did it by herself. A grandma did it all by herself because she's seen that the kids needed our help. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-582-9933.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.